Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this extra weekly episode of Dame Baptiste Questions Everything, or what we're calling DBQs. On DBQs, myself, comedian, writer, and occasional actor Dame Baptiste, my producer friend Howard Cohen, aka The Hizzer.
Hello!
Take the time to be delving into some of the things that have happened in this week's news.
That is right, Dane. It's time to question one of the week's biggest stories, and let's get started with this. Why are we celebrating Beyonce performing in Dubai, but condemning David Beckham with his endorsement of the World Cup? I'm not sure everyone is celebrating Beyonce performing.
Yes, they are, Howard. No, I'm sure the Beehive, which is the faithful acolytes, followers and fans of Beyonce, have been celebrating. I think Beyonce recently appeared at the Atlantis Hotel to perform a showcase of her best stuff. I am not exactly sure, and feel free to correct me, Beehive members. I think it was for the fee of $24 million.
Right.
And yeah, she had a whole stage set up, and a lot of people went to watch it, much to the dismay of a lot of Beyonce's fans who didn't find out about the performance up until it was very soon before. So they weren't able to go an appropriate sort out accommodation and to see the Queen herself perform. But from what I hear, it was to her usual high standards. Blue Ivy featured alongside within the choreography. You got to make sure you understand that Blue is involved and she's got the potential. We're talking about a Grammy nominated young woman. So
that
was Saffron that called her a Nepo baby. Don't bring that smoke onto me, Saffron, by talking about the Knowles Carter dynasty, okay?
Yeah, give you her Instagram handle if you need it,
the
guys.
The views of Saffron Mirza regarding the Knowles Carter dynasty do not reflect the views of DBQs. Sorry, I got to pass that buck there.
But it is interesting, this era we're entering, in which take anything, person, business, company, and what it is isn't allowed to endorse or seem to be supporting is controversial.
Isn't an endorsement, because I think there is a difference between you appearing as a figurehead to openly endorse something, and the difference between you taking and playing a gig. The argument we should clarify as well is that some of the detractors are saying that there might be an element of hypocrisy on the fact that David Beckham has been condemned for his endorsement of Qatar's tourist board and Qatar as a nation because of their history of human rights abuses towards the LGBT community. Whereas Beyonce, who herself is also seen as a LGBT icon, has performed in the Emirates, who are also known for having, I guess, what some would describe as regressive policies towards the LGBT plus community. But as I said, I don't know. I feel like there's somewhat of a difference between you doing a gig and endorsing something. But then I say, at the same time, by you performing a gig, is that tantamount to endorsing the government policies of a nation?
One of my favourite acts of all time is Radiohead, and being a fan of them for most of my life. And, you know, there was a very big thing a few years ago. I don't know if you remember where they were under a lot of pressure to pull out of a gig in Israel. Now, listeners, I don't know if you know, but there is some controversy with Israel. You may have picked this up. It is very questionable.
For more on this, do not Google Kanye West and Israel.
But then, look, as a kind of proud of my Jewish heritage, I guess, to a greater extent, you know, there is still loads of questionable things about the conduct of the Israeli government, but funnily enough, I'd question the conduct of pretty much every government.
Yes,
but you know what? And if you want to look at that one country and the kind of issues between them and the Palestinians, there are some big questions over their conduct. And Radiohead, who are kind of seen as very progressive, liberal act, whose, you know, music and art represents a progressive ideology, they were really told, you know, by a lot of their fans, they should pull out this gig in Israel. And they did go ahead with it. And I remember one of the most interesting things Tom York, the singer, said. He said that there are people, I've got it up in front of me, just I want to make sure I get it right. You know, there are people I admire, and I would never dream of telling them where to work or what to do or what to think. And I was like, man, that is such a simple statement and so fascinating, because, you know, it ultimately is up to those people to decide what they think they should and shouldn't do.
And in many cases, it's not just up to them, because we have to consider that particularly for creatives or people who do realize a high amount of revenue streams, there's normally a small economy or kind of ecosystem that kind of orbits them as well. Because we know, for example, that Beyonce is a mother of three kids.
Yeah.
And also a husband.
Yeah.
Who's not dropped an album in a while. And, you know, but, you know, I think it's safe to say that there is there's a substantial amount of additional revenue streams that Beyonce kind of feeds into, whether it is being, you know, extremely effective in, I guess, advertising Ivy Park.
Yeah, yeah.
As well as, you know, I think it's very important for her to provide a platform for her backing dancers and other creatives who are part of the entire experience of Beyonce that realize opportunities they wouldn't necessarily realize if they weren't working with Beyonce.
Yeah. But I just think that people pick and choose what they want to complain about. And in the end, you can complain about fucking everything if you want to, guys. Like, for example, I'm a big fan of Adele. I think she's a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. Does anyone ever criticize her doing this residency in Vegas? Because you know what Vegas is famous for? Gambling. Do you know what gambling's famous for? Ruining people's fucking lives.
Yeah.
We'll be back after this.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the show. Right? Did anyone ever want to pull that together? How about Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg endorsing Just Eat? Do you think people were eating healthily on Just Eat?
Yeah.
Then they're ruining their fucking biological chances of having a healthy life.
Yeah.
Most weekends, right? So if you want to do this, do you know what? If you want to do this, people on the Instagram and the social media world, you can do it with everyone. You can do it with me and Dane. Me and Dane have been approached and supported a number of different organizations through advertising on this podcast.
Yeah.
And you know what? We talk about every one of them and we decide if we think it's acceptable or not. And you know what? In most cases, we think, you know what? In the current climate of this universe, who are we to stop everything?
Yeah.
For the sake of what? We're not going to change your world by doing that.
Yeah, I get it. And, you know, I mean, we could definitely argue that there are times whereby effective use of a platform to decry or denounce the regressive or oppressive practices of a government institution or a large corporate or even ideological institution can be very effective if it does come from celebrities. Like, examples of that would be Colin Kaepernick and taking a knee, which obviously led to an endorsement by Nike, but also raised a lot of awareness about the state-sponsored police brutality that we see in the United States. We had Bob Marley by being able to get the leaders of the JLP and the PNP on stage at a concert, which I think was very effective for unity within Jamaica during a very tumultuous political period. So I think, you know, it does stand to reason that, you know, people could argue that if artists are taking a check and maybe not volunteering their opinions on the actions of an institution, you know, we could argue that it, you know, it is a bad reflection of their integrity. But then on the other hand, like you said, Howard, is that like, if we are in this current, in anyone that's living in the West and anyone who subscribes to a free economy or an economy of neoliberalism or capitalism, in many cases, some of the most prolific people will either have to realize their status through corporate endorsement, brand partnerships, or whatever you want to refer to it as, or a lot of the time they are kind of like, I suppose, restricted from being able to express their views for the sake of what we refer to as securing the bag. But then I would say that the real issue isn't necessarily about creatives necessarily maybe endorsing oppressive ideologies. I think the issue is, for me, that we live in a state whereby creatives are not able to monetize or be remunerated for their talent alone, just by the merit of being able to sell tickets to shows for people to perform, or for them to, you know, be paid for their talent. I think, unfortunately, in this era of austerity and in a world where we have basically given way and breadth for corporatism to achieve the same status as any regime, or for me, multinationals have much more power than any nation has today. And by that token, it means that even nowadays, it means for someone to really realize their financial potential as an artist, we no longer can rely on our fan base to be able to monetize or remunerate us. I think it's sad, but for a lot of people, even for a long time on with digital media, people relied on brand partnerships and brand endorsements and 360 deals. And whereas at
least, might not have been as obvious.
Which had not been obvious, but you know, if you watch any video in the early noughties where it began with someone putting on a Beats by Dre headphones or turning on a Beats Pill speaker, it was because that person had to rely on subsidies from corporate institutions in order for them to finance their lifestyle. I think things have definitely changed now, whereby because we have the existence of paywalls and schemes like Patreon, which you should definitely be subscribing to here, please, when it does go live, everyone. But it means that now, at least as a fan, you can actively invest in your in the person you idolize and or look up to or enjoy, and you can basically provide them with the finance for them to continue to make their work with an integrity and with an honesty that you have become accustomed to.
Yeah, well, I just think in a nutshell, for a lot of people, their life seems to be about trying to attack others for the decisions they've made. And that won't necessarily bring about the change that that person wants. And I think that's unfortunate reality. I wish it was that simple. I wish your protest was going to solve the problem. But the Qatar World Cup, you know, it ultimately had some successes that whilst the agenda that they have, you know, in regards to LGBT communities is disgusting. In my opinion, disgusting. Just telling them that and trying to boycott it off that basis, I don't think he's going to change it. Whereas the kind of like an interesting kind of thing was that that's the World Cup where the least crime in terms of fans has ever been reported, right? So like, okay, well, you can agree on that bit. You can agree that you don't like people going to sporting events and being really violent afterwards. Like, okay, then we don't agree on how you view LGBT. Well, maybe you need to talk about that. You know, it's just not one. I don't know. It just doesn't look like to me there's one answer.
I think what it comes down to is it's the same as it always is. I think rather than us trying to assuage our own accountability and to project our own aspirations for being better people onto people that we idolize or into celebrities, I think when you are dealing with a social issue, whether it's the treatment of a minority within a society, marginalization of a group, the issue is not with necessarily, I mean, it's always helpful for people of profile to use their platforms to speak in support of people. But I think the main thing always is that we should be trying to observe that change ourselves. Even if Beyonce did take the stance of, you know, refusing to perform in countries which have oppressive records towards the LGBT community, I think the true task is on the people themselves to provide a space and to provide a landscape where anybody or any sentient being who's not going to harm another person is able to realize their human potential and be and receive the same human and civil rights as any other human being. I don't think that is the task of Beyoncé alone.
No.
I think Beyoncé, like any other human being, if she sees people moving towards a progressive direction to protect the civil and human liberties of a marginalized group, she, like anybody else, will do the same thing. Because I would say in Beyoncé's defense that while you might see her performing at the Atlantis, like not a lot of people know that Beyoncé spent a lot of money paying for protesters to be bailed out during the 2020 human rights protests that began with the murder of George Floyd. So a lot of people that were arrested, they had their legal fees and their bail fees covered by Beyoncé. And she wasn't, that wasn't something that she made a lot of news about.
No.
And so, yeah, again, I would say that, you know, not to base your emotional reactions just on what you see in the news. And I think that the most important thing for all of us is to try and exemplify the change that we want to see in society.
Well, that has been this week's DBQs. Listeners, let us know what you think. See you next time. You've been listening to Dane Baptiste Questions Everything, hosted by Dane Baptiste and myself, Howard Cohen. For more from Dane and myself, make sure you follow us on Instagram at DaneSnaptiste and at The Howard Cohen. You can now support us on Patreon. Just search DBQE Podcast and unlock ad-free content, and you can watch the full-length video of the podcast. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a question for Dane, make sure you send us a DM on Instagram at DBQE Podcast, and we could feature you in our next episode. Thanks for listening, guys. And remember, question everything.
Insanity Group.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.